Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Coming up later today, we'll have stories about Beef-A-Rama, Ascension Sacred Heart 125th Anniversary, a special sports collection at the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport, and more on our news coming up this evening during All Things Considered. Vilas County Clerk Dave Allman handed out results of a survey of all 21 Vilas County board members seeking advice about hiring a county administrator. The Vilas County Board this week showed little support. Allman indicated County Board Chair Ron DeBruin asked if all the board members, do you favor establishing the position of a county administrator? It was voted down. We'll have more on that story coming up tonight as well. A horse in Oneida County has tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis and had to be humanely euthanized. Triple E, as it's known, is a mosquito-transmitted virus along the line of West Nile virus. A state lab confirmed the diagnosis. It's transmitted to humans, horses, birds, and other animals through mosquito bites. Oneida County Community Health Specialist Kyla Waxmonsky says it can make humans sick, but is deadly for horses.
With horses, it is fatal. With humans, approximately one-third of people who become ill with Triple E, we call it, die. And then those who survive, some of those people have mild to severe brain damage.
But the disease has claimed only 3 human lives in Wisconsin between 1964 and 2017. The disease typically has a fast onset with fever, headache, chills, and vomiting. Horses lose their appetite and spirit with drooping eyelids and lower lip, blindness, paralysis, and death. Horse owners can vaccinate the horses to prevent the disease. And states that have accepted federal Medicaid expansion dollars have seen dramatic decreases in their uninsured low-income adults, especially in rural areas, according to a new report. Wisconsin was one of the states that did not accept additional Medicaid dollars. Andrea Sears of Public News Service reports.
The report from the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families says the percentage of low-income adults without insurance who live outside of metropolitan areas dropped by almost 20 percentage points in states that have expanded Medicaid. But Jim Carnes with the group Alabama Arise says without that expansion, the number of uninsured Alabamans in rural areas has increased from 35% to 36%.
And we're paying the price in terms of health coverage for low-income workers, in worker productivity because of unnecessary sick days, and in our state budget and larger economy.
Opponents of Medicaid expansion have said it would strain the state's general fund, but Carnes says it would bring in 90 cents from the federal government for every 10 cents of state money. Joan Alker, co-author of the Georgetown Report, adds that caring for uninsured patients puts a huge strain on hospitals, especially in rural areas where health care is already harder to access.
A lot of these hospitals are facing pretty tough times if a lot of their patients are uninsured. So not only is a hospital critical for rural communities, but they're also employers, often one of the largest employers in these small towns.
I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
A Madison School Board committee recommends a list of 16 changes, but it wants educational resource officers to remain inside district high schools. Wednesday's vote was unanimous. Some critics have said the officers make some students feel criminalized or unsafe. Supporters say having them on campus allows for quicker response to dangerous situations. The committee's recommendations now go to the full board. And buildings in the Little Chute School District were on lockdown Wednesday when reports of a person carrying a partially concealed long gun were made. Turned out to be a BB gun. Fox Valley Metro Police got the report at about 11:20 a.m. When officers showed up, they learned the person had just bought the gun at a resale shop and was taking it home. The weather forecast for the afternoon hours, look for showers. Cloudy with a high near 58. Tonight, slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low 39. Friday, mostly cloudy, high near 51. And then Friday night, widespread frost with a low around 29. Saturday, increasing clouds, high near 49. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.